Are you here as they crucify our Lord? Some friends of ours welcomed their third child 2 weeks ago. Their daughter was born about 8 weeks early, and while she's thankfully doing well and will soon be coming home, they will spend Holy Week with her in the NICU. Theirs is a dramatic form of what each of us faces in this holiest of weeks. Our Lord's way of the cross will unfold against the backdrop of our own lives, our own struggles, joys, and everything in between. All the while, we will have plenty of distractions to entice us into the shallow end, far from the cross and its depths. Yes, we may need to clean the house for an Easter brunch or get the kids' Sunday outfits and Easter baskets ready, but we all know how easy it is to let busy be our excuse to stay in the shallows. As our family lifted our friend's daughter in prayer at Mass on Palm Sunday, we were moved by a homily that offered us a kind of roadmap for Holy Week. Father Michael Kelly, using a St. John Newman's sermon, The Cross of Christ, The Measure of the World, as a jumping-off point, urged us to embrace the Triduum and venture from the shallows of our culture and our distracted hearts, and into the deep end. Here is a prayer for Holy Week that we invite you to use, alone or as a couple or with your family, as you prepare your heart to receive the risen Jesus anew in just a few days. Father Kelly's words from the Palm Sunday homily are italicized. You may consider praying this prayer antiphonally, with one person praying the italicized words and the others praying the response. Gaze upon the cross. Lord, this week, give me the grace to look upon you. Join him in that suffering. Jesus, may I not stand far off. Go with him to Gethsemane and try to stay awake. Jesus, give me the grace to stay awake with you. Walk with him. Jesus, give me the grace to walk with you. Kiss his cross. Jesus, give me the grace to kiss your cross. Take some of the burden of his cross on your shoulders. Jesus, give me the grace to help you carry the cross. Wipe the blood from his face. Jesus, give me the grace to attend to you. Pull the nails out. Jesus, give me the grace of intimacy with your wounds. Lay him in the loving arms of his mother. Jesus, give me the grace to hold you. Hold his face in your hands. Jesus, give me the grace to touch your face. Just after the homily, as the gifts were brought forward, we sang the first verses of the great spiritual, "Were You There When They Crucified My Lord?" While the spiritual suggests a retrospective, a kind of looking back, each of us still has time this week to answer this question in the present tense with a wholehearted, "Yes, here I am." Are you here as they crucify our Lord? Is the stunning invitation to love that presents itself before our hearts, our marriages, and our families today on the threshold of the Triduum.